It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, thanks to Thompson Whiskey.
Hell yeah, thanks to Thompson Whiskey. I am joined once again by the wonderful Matt from Thompson Whiskey, who is preparing me yet another... Oh, no, it's doing that thing again. Awesome little cocktail. And I'm really excited to try it. If you are in Tamaki today, then I'm sure you're aware there's some beautiful drinking weather happening outside.
It is a beautiful day, beautiful drinking weather.
Beautiful day for a cocktail, if I may say so myself. And today it's looking pretty awesome. I don't know what the heck is going on, but I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, well, thanks.
looks so exquisite.
Great to see you again as well from your going away last week. So
wait, is this the fancy ice again, or is this a different kind of ice?
Yeah, it is, but I drew it down yesterday because I was going to ride my motorbike today. So
of course you have a motorbike. Yeah, that's so cool of you.
so it's slightly stuck together, but it is. This is the fancy ice from Hallertau, which is made from the water that they make beer from. So it's like the best ice. Right?
I wonder what the pH level is on that.
I could let you know next time, actually.
Awesome. Good
but it'd
to
be
know.
Pretty neutral, I'd say.
Yes, yes. Okay.
So today's cocktail is a penicillin. And
what?
So penicillin is a modern cocktail. Mm. It's quite a classic cocktail, though. It's quite a well-known one. And it was invented in 2005 by Sam Ross, I believe his name is, who's an Australian bartender, and who's working at Milk and Honey Bar in New York. Mm. And he's made a few classic cocktails, actually.
Wow, imagine you're so awesome that you can invent a cocktail.
Yeah.
And it becomes a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's actually, it turns out it was 2005, so it's 20 years.
Wow, 20 years since the penicillin was invented, and not the penicillin you think.
No,
but
the one you want.
At the right time, I guess, you never know. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so the classic penicillin is blended Scotch whiskey, ginger and honey syrup, lemon juice with a float of smoky Scotch whiskey on top.
What's a float?
Where you pour it over a spoon on the top, so you get some smoke on the top.
Oh, right. But stunning.
But it turns out that our Tommy whiskey, ginger and honey liqueur kind of gets you most of the way there.
Exactly.
So you're good to go.
Half of the ingredients.
So we've got our Tommy here, if anyone... Well, there's posters of Tommy on Ponsonby Road, if anyone happened to notice.
Oh, I have to go and check it out.
So we've gone 60 mils of Tommy, then 60 mils of Tommy, ice, and ice now.
The fancy ice even has like a nice sheen to it, like diamonds, really.
Ice, and then we 20 mils of lemon juice.
Oh, it's going to be delicious. I'm really excited. I'm already ready.
I'm three coffees in today.
So am I. I just had my third one. I'm going to chase it with a penicillin cocktail. Perfect.
Now we're going to float the 10 mils of our Thompson South Island peach.
Oh, this is what you call a float.
So we're pouring that over a spoon.
Yeah. I haven't been a bartender out of all the jobs I've had, so all these things, all the terms are quite new to me.
Weirdly, I haven't either.
Really?
I've been Thompson Whiskey bars, you know, but I've never been, like, employed as a bartender.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're all the way at the top.
Yeah.
So this is the same liqueur since I've had the a couple of weeks ago. This is awesome. It's freaking delicious, too. I'm really excited to try a new cocktail with it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shout-outs to everybody. Shout-outs to Thompson Whiskey. I'm going to try... Wow, it smells strong. That'll fix you right up. Holy moly.
They're pretty good, man.
Whiskey plus the liqueur. Yeah, it's delicious. Oh. You've not been a bartender, but you can make a pretty awesome drink. What the heck?
And as there's no, you know, we'll get, so it's quite strong and punchy at the moment.
Yeah.
With the ginger and the lemon, but we'll get dilution with the ice as it.
Yeah, as it melts, as it I guess. Are you a fan of those, like, I guess it kind of defeats the purpose of the ice melting, but you know how you can get those rocks that you put in the freezer to have in your whiskey so that the water doesn't dilute the whiskey? Have you heard of those?
Yes.
Are you a fan?
Well, maybe in really hot weather.
Yeah.
That's a funny one, actually. I wouldn't tend, if I was drinking, say, a Scotch-style whiskey, I wouldn't tend to add any ice to it. I'd just drink it at room temperature.
Yeah.
But American whiskeys can take ice. I feel like a couple of cubes of ice is good.
It helps it.
Yeah.
Because it melts down a bit, I guess.
But the when I was in Japan years ago, we went to this bar, and they'd make ice balls that freeze clear ice, and then the bartender would make it, hand cut them into balls. So they're sort of frosty on the outside. It's not perfectly clear, right? And then they'd have tapered glasses, and they'd put the ice ball on there. And when you ordered the whiskey, they'd pour it over, and the ice ball went clear.
Oh, wow.
It's so amazing.
That sounds stunning.
And they would only make them for each shift. So after the shift, they would get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the handwork. And it fascinated me because we would just throw some ice in, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That they took that much care. And years ago on a previous Cocktail Corner when I come back from Japan, I was like, I've got to make these. And I couldn't get a multi-pronged, because it takes a three-pronged or four-pronged ice pick.
So
I sharpened a fork.
Oh, yeah,
and like put a bit of hose pipe on the handle so I could hold it. Like, no. But it wasn't very good. You know, it wasn't very good. But I've bought, since then, I've actually bought one. I've got, I think it's a four-pronged ice pick, so I can make them.
Wow, you can make them.
So I should put my money where my mouth is and make them for next week.
Yeah, yeah, bring it next week. Wow, that's cool, because I love when you get a cocktail and there's like a big piece of ice in there and it's just like intentional and big.
Yeah, it's big amazing bag. The care, like that they wouldn't form them in molds. They cut them from a block, and that's the way they do it.
Beautiful. Well, that's delicious. And where can people get this liqueur from? I know I keep asking, but I am actually curious.
So, obviously, thompsonwhiskey.co.nz is our website. And then all good bottle shops around, lots of Liquorlands, lots of Glengarry's. Tommy.
It's divine.
Check out our Instagram. You'll see a picture of it there. Thompson Whiskey Instagram.
Stunning. Yeah. That is a beautiful cocktail. And it's a penicillin. And tell me, what are the ingredients again, just in case someone at home would like to make it?
So it is Tommy Whiskey Ginger and Honey Liqueur, lemon juice with a float of peaty whiskey on top.
More whiskey and it's delicious. Well, thanks so much for hydrating me again.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.
And if you're into whiskey or even just a little bit of gorgeous little alcohol, I'm saying this is a great... I'm not a whiskey person either, but you know, this is perfect going down a treat. And with the hot, hot sun, it's just delicious. I'm sure it'll cure me of any ailments that I've got.
Nice one. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Awesome. And we'll see you next week for a what is it called?
No, I have to do it.
You have to bring
it. A hand-cut ice ball.
The hand-cut ice ball. I'm really excited. Maybe we should mold it into like a B for BFM.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we'll see how we go.
We'll see how we go, yeah.
Exactly. Awesome. Thanks so much. Cheers. Delicious.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Thompson Whiskey.